Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
Your life was normal, gave you a sense of comfort and peace. And the only distractions there are now are the ones that exist inside of our minds. Because unfortunately, when everything is standing still, there are quite a few people who still don't have peace because it's contingent upon, which is also something that's derived from your thoughts and your mind. We're in a time where we're learning new phrases, new terms, such as social distancing. One of the other terms that we've learned, which I find very amusing, is for society to deem what's essential and who is essential, when only you can know what's essential to your well-being. Who's an essential worker? What is essential work? What's an essential need? They've taken the gym away from me, and that's essential because I have to take care of this temple in order to take care of my spirit. Unfortunately, we're in a time where it's hard to refute certain people's conspiracies or agenda analyzing. And we're starting to find that other people are becoming essential. Who can I talk to? Who can I call? What can I read? Who should I pray to? When I meditate, what should I meditate on? Are these idols that I'm worshiping, are they helping me? Do they really work? Does this yoga help me? Does this breathing slowly help me? Is this therapy helping me? This book? And we often find ourselves backed in a corner before we really take control of our lives. And unfortunately, it seems like you've all been backed in a corner. And if you could imagine a prize fighter, when they get that quick 15 to 30 seconds of rest, we don't know how precious it is to be able to be withdrawn from the battle, the fight, the spiritual warfare, to reassess our priorities and our goals. But as I mentioned before, it's hard to do this when you have no peace, even when all your distractions have been removed, your excuses removed, places to run to removed, and you want to blame someone. When these things transpire, we don't quite know how to feel. You builders of the faith and you motivators, you preachers and you teachers, you are essential. I want you to know that today, because you're builders of the faith, and without faith, we have no hope, for it is the substance of things that we can't see. In a selfish society that takes selfies and believes in me-ism, believe it or not, there's something else you should focus on, which is the creator and not just the creation. Sometimes the Most High gets you by yourself to get you to come to yourself, because you're too focused on what's happening for you and what's not happening for you. Now you see that we're living in a dying, doomed world. And unfortunately, with all distractions gone, silence is too loud for you. You're uncomfortable as you search for the path of peace. And this is a time where, with all distractions removed, except the ones that you create, most of all in your mind, with all of this being gone, you can really redirect your GPS system that navigates your soul to help you fulfill your purpose in the earth. How do you take what you do, who you are, and what you love, and maximize it and prepare it for when the bell rings and you come out of the corner and the fight is back on? He that tries to save his life often loses it. The one that loses his life, that doesn't really, I won't say not care, but understands that there's things that we can't control, so we turn it over to God. That's a person who begins to live because they remove the parameters of fear and apprehension and anxiety. What is the source of these things? Cognitive dissonance is what we're experiencing right now. Many of us are going through, and it's something we should address. Cognitive dissonance is a theory that was created by Leon Festinger in 1957. He proposed that human beings strive for internal psychological consistency to function mentally in the real world. When things are inconsistent, we get into cognitive dissonance. We're all a little perplexed right now. We're a little confused because we have a new norm. I'm not calling this normal. I'm calling this temporary. I'm calling this abnormal. Many of us are wrestling with cognitive dissonance and don't even realize that's what we're wrestling with. We strive for internal psychological consistency. People become uncomfortable when you change their patterns. Unfortunately, I got bad news for you. It's because you became monotonous in life and you like to feel that you were in control of everything. No, life is a delicate balance. And because of the vicissitudes of life, you don't control anything, because the word vicissitudes means unexpected changes that you did not foresee coming or prepare for. It's strange how many of us heard of the possibility of something like this happening and watched it in movies, but it was predictive programming. It just caused us to be numb to the fact of what's going on. When there were also other people who knew that a time like this would come, and they calmed themselves by preparing. And now they're actually pointing the finger at you saying, I told you so. So now what do we deal with? You are where you are. If you don't have the investments, you don't have all the toilet paper and water that you wanted to have, unfortunately, you're going to have to take it from here. Because what you have is what you have. But what's most important to have is your sanctity of mind. Cognitive consonance is the opposite of cognitive dissonance. Cognitive consonance is a state of harmony and internal consistency arising from compatibility among a person's attitudes, behavior, beliefs, and knowledge. All of these things running congruent in your life. Let me say it again. What's the opposite of cognitive dissonance where you should be resonating right now? It's a state of harmony. That's peace. And internal consistency that arises from compatibility among your attitude is compatible with your behavior. And your behavior is compatible with your beliefs, and your beliefs are compatible with your knowledge. Now, if I go backwards, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So you don't read, you don't have the information, you don't have the facts. Your beliefs are being challenged right now because everything you thought you believed, you want to know if God is here. Your behavior has changed because fear and anxiety has jumped on you, and now you have an attitude. So you've gone backwards into cognitive dissonance as opposed to cognitive consonance. Three tips that apply to cognitive dissonance theory is this. You must reduce the value of certain beliefs. If online learners are able to convince themselves that the dissonant belief is false, they can remove certain tension. Some of your beliefs need to change so that you can release the tension and the anxiety that exists at this time where there should be peace. Tip the scale in favor of consonant beliefs and take conflict out of the equation. A lot of you have conflict personalities and they need to be adjusted now, because conflict is not necessary at this time. It only hurts you. This is a time to poise yourself in peace and posture yourself in your beliefs. I'll go back to those attitudes that I mentioned and what's the opposite of cognitive dissonance. I'll go back into that before I leave out. I just want to bring out some points. Some of the things that cause cognitive dissonance right now with the swayed mind thoughts and you watching the news 24 hours a day and being horrified and trying to predict what's going to happen. Either you're one of the sheep or you're one of the prophets, one of the leaders. But some of the causes of cognitive dissonance are forced compliance behavior, decision making, effort, gaining new information, changing dissonant beliefs, change the conflicting action or behavior, reduce the significance of the conflicting belief. How long will you vacillate as to what you want to do, what you're going to do, and what you're doing? some of the places that you're in now, situations that have developed. You had no control over fate, destiny, but believe it or not, at one point, one time, it's what you really wanted, and to vacillate and not be sure of what you want, it's becoming double-minded because you're struggling with cognitive dissonance. Go into a few more things about it, but the main thing is that in the field of psychology, cognitive dissonance occurs when a person holds two or more contradicting beliefs, two or more contradicting ideas, two or more values, or participates in an action that goes against one of these three. So our inability to be perpetual in life and progress and grow. If you think you're at a certain place in life or you're stagnant, then of course there's no need or use for you in society. You've become an ornament. You've become a relic. That constantly produces is of necessity. Someone needs what you have. But unfortunately, as life is changing around us, you don't want to change too. And you're trying to hold on to old values in a new society and a new world. The only values that remain consistent are the ones that have to do with your morals that should never change. I'll say a few more things before we get ready to close out. The opposite of dissonance is consonance. Consonance is a state of peace, harmony, and it's consistency that arises from compatibility between your attitudes, your behavior, your beliefs, and your knowledge. They must all flow together in unity and one accord. You too can become an essential worker at this time by not vacillating or complaining, but maybe helping or maybe giving back as you find consistency within yourself. There's no social distancing. Don't let them pre-program your mind with this term. Keep your distance if necessary, but don't live in fear. There is a barrier of protection around those that are supposed to have it. And as far as social, pick up the phone, make a call, use FaceTime. Speak to those around you. Everybody seems to have a different heart right now. There's a lot of humility going around, and it's going to be needed and necessary. How dare you still have pride? Let me close out. I don't normally do a scripture on 180 degree Wednesday, the turnaround, but I felt this one might be applicable. It's coming out of Psalms 94. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. How long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will ye be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. You've been listening to 180 Degree Wednesday. I am V, the preacher, and you are victorious. Be blessed.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?